From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The man at the centre of violent clashes in Jamaica appears in court. The aftermath of Hurricane George, the region counts the cost. And Guyanese immigrants, racial victims in New York. I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Jamaican capital, Kingston, the man at the centre of 2 days of violent clashes has appeared in court. This morning, Donald Phipps answered charges of attempted murder, but the case was adjourned for lawyers to present a case for bail. Two people, one of them a soldier, has so far died in clashes which began on Wednesday. Carol Orr is in Kingston.
Community leader Donald Phipps, alias Zeeks, appeared before the gun court in central Kingston this morning. Hundreds of his supporters had gathered along the roadway and in the vicinity of the court, anticipating his release. But after officials announced that the case had adjourned until this afternoon, in order for his lawyers to make their bail application, scores of supporters dispersed, still leaving a fair size to gather behind. But as many await the judge's decision on granting bail, sporadic gunfire ripped through parts of neighbouring East Kingston, as residents there continue to protest the fatal shooting of a man by police last night. According to the police, a patrol in the area tried to remove a roadblock when it was fired upon by men armed with high-powered weapons, although residents say the man was shot in cold blood. Meanwhile, soldiers and police are maintaining a strong presence in downtown Kingston. They, too, are anticipating the word on whether Donald Phipps, otherwise known as Zeeks, will be granted bail, no doubt concerned about the West Kingston community's reaction if he's not. Handing now back to the studio in Kingston, in London, rather. I'm Carol Orr in Kingston, Jamaica.